Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Sochem Daf Samach Aleph, and we are talking about the second line with the words of Yisrael Abun B'Shem Rav Chizda, and the Vilnius Rav Tzan Nun Beis Amud Aleph, also right at the beginning. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So where I concluded explaining how the Brisa we had quoted about Kever HaTohaim is not Shitas Rav Yosi, and now we're going to get into discussion in Shitas Rav Yosi unrelated to Kever HaTohaim. Rav Yosi holds that we don't automatically say that straw is bittul to where it is; rather, there needs to be active bittul from the owner. Now, the following is a din from Maseches Eiruvin. We know that all residents of a chatzer need to join an Eiruv together. And if there's two chatzeres next to each other, each needs to make their own Eiruv. They're not able to join in one Eiruv because two separate chatzeres. Now, let's say these chatzeres are divided by a ditch 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide. Even though there's no physical, visible wall, that's still considered a proper division. It's a proper mechitza, so it's like there's a wall here, and each of them needs to make their own Eiruv. Even though they technically could just hop over the ditch and they're in the next chatzer, it's still considered like two separate chatzeres. Now, let's say this ditch gets filled in. Does that make it that these chatzeres are now considered one and they could just make one Eruv together or not? So the mission over there, Maseches Eiruvin, brings up this case and says that if the ditch was filled with straw and he was mevatel it, he wants to just stay there, they're still not allowed to make one Eruv. Now the Gemara says that this is not like Rabbi Yosi because, as we just mentioned, Rabbi Yosi holds that if one is mevatel the straw, it's bottle. And now the dividing ditch is considered like it's filled up, so it's really like one big chatzer. But then the Gemara tells us that really this could even be like Rabbi Yosi. And that's what we're picking up the discussion with. Our Gemara tells us Rabbi Yosi Rabbon says B'Shem Rav Chizda that really Devra Kailhi, that Mishnah could be according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Yosi, because Ma'ad Amar Rabbi Yosi B'Shabal Ba'afar, when did Rabbi Yosi say that if a person is Mevatel straw, it's considered 100% Batel, that's when it's mixed with dirt, and so it's not edible by animals because it has dirt in it, it's only able to be used for building, so when he's Mevatel, it's considered Batel. But in the case of our Chatzar that we're talking about, since the straw is not mixed with dirt, it's supposed to be used as animal fodder, and even if this fellow wants to be Mevatel it, we say Batel Date Etzel Kol Adam, they wouldn't really care what he wants, and most people are going to use this for their animals, and therefore it's not considered bottle in the ditch, and that's why the Mishnah could even be Shitas Rabbi Yosi. And so the Gemara continues saying, Yash Tevin Shuka Afar, Yash Afar Shuka Tevin. There's straw, which actually has a din of dirt, and there's dirt that has a din of straw. How is that? So it's like what we said, Tevin She'inat Asa Lufanoisai. If it's straw, that's not going to end up being moved, because let's say it has some dirt in it, it's only meant for building, so Hareu Ka Afar is just like dirt, and it's bottle to where it is. Whereas Afar Shat Asa Lufanoisai, if we have dirt that one's going to eventually move, Hareu Ka Tevin, then it's like standard straw, which also will eventually be moved, because it's going to be fed to an animal. Now, continuing to discuss this Erev Chatzir's case, the Beis Rabbi Yanai Amri, the Beis Mesh Rabbi Yanai say, Chipo Machzolos Batol. That this ditch that was filled with straw, if the straw was covered now with machzolos, with reed mats, so then the straw is batol because it's covered with a mat. And that means with Mela that we won't have mechitza in between the two Chatzir's, and they're just considered like one, and they can all join in one Erev. Ask the Gemara, ask the Chami, come and see. Mileo Machzolos Loi Batol, Chipo Machzolos Batol. If he filled the whole ditch with reed mats, they're not considered batol there, and still considered like there's a mechitza. And now you want to say that if it was filled with straw but it was covered with mats, it's batel? That doesn't make any sense, and therefore the base measure of Rabbi Yanai is saying is incorrect. However, milo charyos sricha. The question that we really do have is about charyos. Let's say he filled this ditch in between the two chatzeros with palm branches. That's what charyos are. Do we view it as regular teven? He's probably going to end up taking them out and using them, and therefore they're not batel. Or do we view them like dirt that it is batel there? And that's a real question. Now, one more din regarding this chatzer before we come back to our discussion of Kevra Tohaim, Rabbi Zreika and quotes of Ami. Says B'Shem Rishim Elokesh, Afilu Reich, even if this entire ditch was filled up with spittle, so it is batel there, as considered like there's no mechitza, that's because we have a din, Mayim Mevatel Mechitzos, the water is Mevatel Mechitzos, and it's the same thing with Reich, with spit. Now going back to our discussion of Kever HaTohaim, which remember we had said is when a body is discovered on the ground, or let's say in a pile of stones, and it wasn't known about previously, and let's say a person walked over this on the way to do his Karban Pesach, so technically it's Tamei Mace, because he was Mahil, he was over this mace, and he shouldn't be allowed to do his Karban Pesach, since he didn't know about it, and he only found that afterwards. The tzitz is meratze, namely when the blood of the Karban Pesach was sprinkled, that has the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol bring about a ritzoy for it, and it's totally fine. So now the question is, Ezu Kever HaTohaim, how do we determine something fits in this heter of Kever HaTohaim? Kol She'ein Adam Zeichrei, that's if no one remembers, meaning if no one knows about it, there wasn't anyone who could have known about this mace who was buried in, let's say, this pile of stones, that's when we say Kever HaTohaim. But if a person could have known about it, so then it doesn't have the heter of Kever HaTohaim. Ask for a second, V'chosh Lemer Shema Echa B'sefa Olam Yedea, we should expect to say that somebody at the end of the world, meaning somebody who's not local, somebody who's somewhere else, he knows about this person, because how is it this fellow whom we found get here? Very possible that somebody else buried him, and now the person took a trip somewhere else, where he's not even from here, he's not local, and so he knows about it, and you can't say that maybe that fellow died because we can assume that the person who had buried this fellow whom we just found is also alive. We don't have to assume that he died, and the Gemara answers, Tifter, we could explain, that he was found crushed up, meaning this mace that we found wasn't perfectly preserved in a serene state like he was buried here. He was found crushed into pieces. Clearly, he was crushed by a bunch of rocks or a building that was falling down, and so no one buried him, and that's a situation where no one could have possibly known about it, as we had said before, kol she'ein adam zochrei, and that's a case of kevarat ha'haim. Now, we further clarify this heter of kevarat ha'haim, ha'nevela loy. This heter of kevarat ha'haim is not by nevela, it's only by a mace. Let's say, for example, a person was digging with his hand in the ground, and then he took his hand out and walked along his merry way. Then somebody came and dug up that area, and they found a nevela, a dead carcass of an animal there, which is a person who's just previously there, for sure touched, and that makes him tameh. We do not say that he has his heter of kever ha'taheim, and that his karm pesach is still kosher. Ask the Gemara, why is that? Kal v'chomer, we should say kal v'chomer. Ma'im ha'mes, pay attention to the gersa change. We're taking out the next four words and substituting them with the words shemetamim ba'oil, a mace, a corpse, that is metamim ba'oil, meaning anything under the same roof as this mace, becomes tameh, oisa kever ha'taheim. We do have this heter of kever ha'taheim by a mace. Well, nevela, a carcass of an animal, substitute the next four words for the following, she'ena metamim ba'oil. Nevela is not metamim ba'oil, so it's a more makel din, eino din she'teyasa kever ha'taheim. Shouldn't we say for sure the kever ha'taheim applies by nevela? And the Gemara answers that no. La'eza davar nemar ein lecha davar oisa kever ha'taheim el ha'mes balvad. In regards to what did we say before, that the only thing that has kever ha'taheim is mace, that's lo'haitzi mishkavu ma'ishav, it's to exclude mishkavu ma'ishav. It's not excluding nevela. Nevela is not in discussion. It's referring to mishkavu ma'ishav. What's mishkavu ma'ishav? So we know the Zav has a unique type of tumma called mishkavu ma'ishav, that anything he sits on becomes tameh, and it's not just that which he is touching when he's sitting on it, it's anything under him that he's sitting on. So for example, if there's a stack of 10 mattresses and a Zav is sitting on the top one, the bottom one is tameh from the Zav, even though the Zav never touched it. And that's the type of tumas ha'tahayim that we're excluding. Namely, if a person had touched this bottom mattress, for example, that the Zav was matam with mishkavu ma'ishav, that's not considered kever ha'tahayim, that we would allow him to bring his karm pesach with it. And now we bring up something else, which is going to have relevance to our Mishnah. Tamantani, we learned in our Mishnah over there, there's Mesechus Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim Shekibol Dam and Zar, any karbon that is Zar, non-Kayin, was the one that caught the blood. We know this Avoida is not Mutter by non-Kayin. Now, all the other ones that we're going to mention are referring to a Kayin, or Oinein, a Kayin who's an Oinein, which means one of his immediate relatives died that day and hasn't been buried, he's not allowed to do the Avoida, or Tvul Yom, the Kayin's of Tvul Yom, which means that he was Tamei Tumei Dai Raisa, he went to the Mikvah during the day, and he's Tar to a certain extent. However, in regards to doing Avoida, he's still considered Tamei, he has to wait for Harav Shemesh, he has to wait for nightfall, or Mechusar Begadim, a Kayin who's missing Begadim, he doesn't have all the Begadim he's supposed to be wearing, or Mechusar Kippurim, he's lacking Kippurim, which literally means atonement. This is referring to a very high level Toma where he has to also bring a karbon for his kapara. And so even though he went to the mikvah and he waited for Harav Shemesh, he waited for nightfall, he still has to wait till the next day to be able to bring his karbon. And in such a case, until he brings his karbon, he's called Mechusar Kippurim and he's Hadu Avoida, or Vesholoi Rechutz Yidayim Raglayim if he didn't wash his hands and feet before the Avoida from the Kior, or Ariel if he doesn't have a bris milah. It's because his brothers died due to their bris milah. So halachically, he's not supposed to get a bris, but he's still Nahadu Avoida. Tomei, or if he's Tomei, Yoshev if he's sitting down and he does Kabbalah Sadam, or Oymer Agabe Kalim, he's standing on top of Kalim, which means his feet aren't touching the floor of the base of Mikdash, he's standing on something else, or Agabe Behem, he's standing on an animal, or Agabe Chaver, he's standing on another person, meaning he's standing on his friend's feet. In all these situations, Pasal, he passed the carbon because Avoida wasn't allowed to be done in such a manner. Now, during my Omri, the Chum of the South say, Samachalfa and Beza on the top, what are we referring to when we say he's Tomei, he's not allowed to do Avoida? But Tomei Tomas Ziva, the Tomas Sarasan and Kaiman, we're talking about if he was Tomei with Tomas Ziva, or he had Saras and he did Avoida in the state, so then the Avoida is Pasal. Avol Betomei Mace, but if he was Tomei Mace, then even though Chatchila he's not allowed to do Avoida when he's Tomei Mace, still B'diyaved Eina Mechalel, it was not Mechalel, it did not Pasal the carbon that he did Avoida on. And why is this? Me'achash or Huta Mechalel Tomo L'Rab and Pesach, since there's Hutter Mechaloloi by Tomo in regards to Pesach. What's Hutter Mechaloloi? This is usually translated as an exception to the general rule. The general rule is that when we have Tomas Mace, we're not allowed to be involved in the carbon at all. However, there's a heter in regards to this. As we know, when the Rabbim, when the majority are Tomei, carbon Pesach is brought and even eaten betoma, so we have this concept of Hutter Mechaloloi. Therefore, we're going to extend that even to the situation where Kayin does the avoid of a carbon Yachid and he was Tomei Mace, Bidi Eved, the carbon's not possible. However, Master Rishim Lakshla Dremai, Rish Lakish asks on the Dremai, how could you say this? We have a Kavachimer, Maima Bailim, Shefisa Kaychan Bishar called Tomas Shebashana. What about the owners of the carbon? That they have an advantage, they have a strong Kayach in regards to all their Tomas of the year. That if they're Tomei Mace or Zivart Saras, they can have somebody else bring their carbon for them. But they're at a disadvantage in regards to carbon Pesach. When we have an individual who's Tomei Mace, he's not able to have somebody else bring his carbon for him, and he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Well, Oved, the person who's doing the Avoida, meaning the Kayin, he's at a disadvantage. He has less of a Kayach in regards to Toma all throughout the year than in regards to the Toma of, for example, Ziva and Saras. He's not able to do avoida, and he passels it if he does do so. Should we say for sure that he's at this disadvantage, that he does not have the koyach by tamei meis of Karim Pesach, and for that matter, not just by Karim Pesach. Anytime he does avoida when he's tamei meis, we should say that it's not valid, because since we're machmir by a yachid, by Karim Pesach when he's tamei meis, so we should for sure be machmir by a koyin when he does avoida of a karban yachid when he's tamei meis. So that's question number one from Rish Lakish and Dor Mai. And furthermore, Rish Lakish continues asking, and here's where our Mishnah comes in. Shoshana Rebbe. Rebbe taught in our Mishnah, Hatzitz Meratz al Tomas Hadam. The Tzitz brings about a Ritzoy for Tomas Hadam, and Ein Hatzitz Meratz al Tomas Agov. The Tzitz is not Meratz for Tomas Agov. Now, in Tamer, Batame, Tomas Ziva, Tomas Sarasan, and Kaimin, if you want to say that when the Mishnah is talking about that the Tzitz is not Meratz for Tomas Agov, it's referring to Tomas Ziva and Tomas Saras, Les Yachel, you can't say that, because the Mishnah then says, Metame Tomas Tahaim, or Nitma Tomas Tahaim, if the person became Tame with Tomas Tahaim, Hatzitz Meratz, the Tzitz is Meratz. And what's Tomas Tahaim? That's Tomas Mace. So clearly we see we're talking about Tomas Mace in the Mishnah. Therefore, putting Tomas Tahaim to the side, when it says that the Tzitz is not Meratz for Tomas Agof, it's referring to Tomas Mace, not Tomas Ziva and Tomas Saras. So here's another reason how you, Dorai Mai, Chacham of the South, aren't saying good. Ask the Gemara, Ma Avdalai Dorai Mai, how do Dorai Mai answer for our Mishnah at least? So the answer is, Psar in law, they explain as follows, but Bailim, the Mishnah is referring to the owner becoming Tame, but not the Kayin. And if the Kayin did avoida with Tomas Agof, but the Yavin actually would be kosher based off of this drasha of Dorai Mai. Ask the Gemara, Tanin Nazir, we also learned in the Mishnah Nazir, it doesn't just say Pesach, it says Pesach v'Nazir, and we can't be talking about the owner in the case of Nazir, and ask referring to the Kayhanim. And the Gemara says, you're right, Psar in law, but Avdin. Dorai Mai would explain that when it says Nazir in the Mishnah, that's referring to the Avdim to the Kayhanim. In essence, the way Dorai Mai would explain the Mishnah is that when it says Pesach v'Nazir, it's talking about two separate things. It's not lumping them under the same explanation. Pesach is referring to the Bailim, and Nazir is referring to the Kayin, and still the Joshua sticks. However, I'll die to Rishim and Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, Loi Shani, there's no difference. He Bailim, he Oivdim. It's the same thing. Bailim, the Oivdim, the owners, and the Kayhanim doing the Avodah. Tomas Guf is the Psul, and therefore he does not agree with Dorai Mai's Joshua. And so if a Kayin did the Avodah, Tomei Tomas Guf, there's no Heter B'diyaved, and it's completely possible. Now, continue to discuss this, going back to the first Kalva Chaimer that Rish Lakish had used to ask on Dorai Mai. Remember, he had said, I have a Kalva Chaimer showing the other way around. And we see that Bailim, which usually have a heter throughout the year, when they're Tame, they could send somebody else to do their carbon for them. But in regards to carbon Pesach, when they're Tame, they can't send somebody to do the carbon Pesach for them. While Kayin, throughout the year, when he's Tame with Zivor Tzaras, he's not allowed to do that Avodah. So for sure, when he's Tame with Tomas Meis by Pesach or by other carbonists as well, he can't do that Avodah. And even if he does B'diyeved, it doesn't work. And so in essence, with this Kalva Chaimer, Rish Lakish is showing Dorai Mai that the Bailim, which we're usually more Makel with, have a Chomer in regards to Toma, so Kayhanim, which we're more Machmir with, for sure, they don't have this heter in regards to Toma. However, Amar B'Yirmi Rimer says as follows, Hari is a Kalva Chaimer she yeshal of tshuva. This is a Kalva Chaimer that has a tshuva. It has an answer, meaning a refutation to it. Din and Yochlin Meimar Lei, because they, the Dorai Mai, the Chum of the South, could tell him, Loi, that's not so, because Im Martim Bailim, if you want to say this Chomer by the Bailim, that they can't have the Karim Pesach done for them when they're Tame, that's because Shurat HaKoychem Zakin B'Choyle. They have less of a Koyach, because the Karim Pesach can't be shechted for a person if he's Zakin, if he's old, or if he's Choyle, or if he's sick. However, Tamer B'Oved, are you going to say the same Chomer by the Oved, by the Koyhen? They have good kayach by Zakan and Chayla. Even if a Kayin is sick or he's old, he's still allowed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, v'chol kavachaymer sheshal of tshuva, batal kavachaymer. We know that any kavachaymer that has refutation to it, the whole kavachaymer is batal, so therefore, this question of Rish Lakish on Dorai Mai is batal because this question on his kavachaymer. Now, we have another disproof to Rish Lakish's kavachaymer. Amar Chananya Chananya says, Hari is a kavachaymer sheshal of tshuva. This is a kavachaymer that has a tshuva to it. The Inun Yachal Meimar Lei, because Dorai Mai could tell Rish Lakish, Loi, that's not so, your kavachaymer is not valid, because Im Marta Babailim, if you want to say this Chomer by the Bailim, that when they're Tomei Mace, they can't have the Karim Pesach done for them. That's because Shemila Zachar Vavadim Akvinoisai, the males of his house and his Avadim that don't have a Bris Mila, they're Ma'akev him from being able to bring the Karim Pesach. He has to make sure that all of his Zacharim and all of his Avadim have a Bris Mila before he brings his own Karim Pesach. Well, Darim Ba'ivad, you can say the same Chomer applies to the Kayin, She'in Mila Zachar Vavadim Akvinoisai, the other males of his household and his Avadim, even if they don't have a Bris Mila, they're not Ma'akev him from doing the Avaida, and therefore it's possible that even if a Kayin does Avaida while he's Tomei Mace, the B'diyavad is going to be valid. And once again, we see v'chol kavachaymer she'shal of tshuva batal kavachaymer, that any kavachaymer that has refutation has a question on it, the kavachaymer is batal. Now the Gemara goes back to asking on Dorai Mai. Remember, their general idea was that since we see there's a heter of Tomas Meis by Karban Pesach for the Rabim, so too, even when a Karban Yachid is brought by a Kayin who's Tomei Meis, not a problem, B'diyavad, it's Beseder. And so the question on that is as follows, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Gofta bo kumir amana, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Gofta asked him for amana, ilu Yachid b'Pesach lo minatzir b'Pesach. If you write that din of an individual by Karban Pesach is learned from din of the tzir by the Karban Pesach, so then, Ovid B'Shari Ma'aseh Shana, Lama Matzira Pesach, we'd be able to learn Kayin throughout the year from the Tzibur on Pesach. Namely, if we're going to be learning from Karban Pesach that it's brought Betoma when the majority of the Tzibur is Tameh, that even when an individual is Tameh, the Pesach will be brought Betoma. So you're 100% right. We'd also be able to learn that a Kayin throughout the year who's Tameh Mace and he brings a Karban Yachid Betoma, the Bidiyavit it works. But since we don't make that first Limud, we don't learn a Pesach being brought by an individual Betoma, that that's okay from the din of a Tzibur being Tameh. Therefore, we can't learn the din that Jeremiah want to learn regarding the Kayin being Tameh, bring Karban Yachid. And so how do the Jeremiah do that? And we conclude without an answer. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with one more question on Jeremiah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.